Good evening, listeners, and welcome to the MacCorp Daily Podcast for Thursday, the 9th of July 2020. And this is for all ASX resource stocks with a share price of 1 cent or higher. And it's an information podcast only. Please read our disclaimer on our podcast page. Well, a very good day today, listeners. So let's start with the volume. It looks like the only stat that's down slightly, and it's today was 1.56 billion and down from 1.71 billion yesterday. The average volume for each stock was 3.2 million and down slightly from 3.4 million yesterday. There were 486 ASX resource stocks traded today with a share price of 1 cent or higher, and the average gain was 2.67% today, and that's up from 1.84% yesterday. So that's a very strong signal there. And of the 486 ASX resource stocks that were traded today, there were 261 with a gain. That's up from 192 yesterday. There's 113 with no gain, and that's down from 132 yesterday. And there's 112 that had a loss, and that's down significantly from 172 yesterday. So really positive stats there, along with the average percentage gain, showing a very positive day today. Let's continue the positive news and look at the best top five ASX resource stocks that performed today, and they were Trek Metals Limited, ASX code TKM, was the best performing ASX resource stock for today, and it had a gain of 45.95% today. At number two, we have Mandrake Resources Limited, ASX code MAN, and it had a positive gain of 42.86% today. At number three, we have Mayo Resources Limited, ASX code MRL, and that was also in the top five yesterday as well. And its percentage gain today was 33.33%. At number four, we have Titan Minerals Limited, ASX code TTM. It had a positive gain of 31.82% today. And rounding off at number five was Adavale Resources Limited, ASX code ADD, and it had a percentage gain of 31.25% today. So congrats to all holders of those top five ASX resource stocks that performed well today. Some strong positive gains and activity there. Let's move on to the commodities. The best performing commodities today were gold, zinc, lead and copper, all performing well. The highest traded stock today was Chase Mining Corporation Limited, ASX code CML, and 9.10% of the company was traded today. The best performing project locations slash areas were Murchison District, which continues to prove a strong performance there, and also Lachlan Foulbelt performed well today. So two good project locations performing well there, with Murchison District and Lachlan Foulbelt. Let's look at the spending of the top 20 over the last 12 months with the staff admin percentage versus the project spend. And of the top 20, 59% over the last 12 months, 59% of the money available over the last 12 months has been spent on staff admin, leaving only a small 41% spent on projects. So I'd certainly be keeping an eye on the top 20 that performed today and be asking questions back to the board if they're spending more money on staff admin over projects. And please remember, there can be legitimate reasons for that happening if it is happening. Now let's look at the ERP statistics for today. There are 145 stocks that use an ERP system that performed well with the ASX resource sector today, at an average of 2.64% average gain of those 145 stocks. The volume was also up today, 459 million, and that's up slightly from 440 million yesterday. And of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks today, two of them are using an ERP software solution. So let's finish off today's podcast with an overview of the best performing ASX resource stock today, and that was Trek Metals Limited, ASX code TKN, and we'll start with their projects. They have a number of projects in exploration in a number of locations, including West Africa, Northern Territory and Western Australia. Again, they're all in exploration. They predominantly deal with zinc and lead, but there are also other commodities involved with their projects as well, including gold and copper. Let's look at their project spend over the last 12 months. They've spent $82,000 on projects and $448,000 on staff admin. So that's a high 85% of money available with this number one best performing ASX resource stock for today being Trek Metals. So 85% of the money available is spent on staff admin, leaving only 15% spent on projects. So probably a good question to go back to the board. And as I said, there could be a legitimate reason. They could be looking for projects. They could be waiting on finance, waiting on approvals. But certainly a question to ask back to the board. Let's look at their bank balance. They currently have just over $1.3 million in the bank, and that's as of the latest quarter, and that's excluding any recent or up-and-coming capital raises. They currently have a market cap of just over $9.4 million. They have 174-plus million shares on offer, and their share price started at 2.1 cents at the start of the year, and it's now up to 5.4 cents as of close of trade today. So a very strong performance for this stock in 2020. Let's move on to the shareholding, and we'll start with the directors. They own approximately 6% of the company between them, so that's a positive sign. And looking at the top 20 shareholding, that's currently sitting at approximately 50%. So a good, strong, loyal shareholding there. So that's the overview of Trek Metals Limited, ASX code TKM. Again, congrats to all holders of that stock, being the number one best performing ASX resource stock for today. So that concludes our MacCorp Daily Podcast for Thursday, the 9th of July, 2020. We hope you've gained some valuable insights with our podcast today. If there's anything you'd like us to discuss, please email Steve at macorp.net.au. And thanks again for listening. Good evening.